Shalom to all. Today's Av is Vachem Daf Nun Dalet, and we are starting about the third line with the word Meisvei. And today's Av sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Biyakev Moshe Hernish Amash Shad Haven Aliyah. So we're talking about how the southeastern corner of the Mizbech did not have Yisoid. It didn't have a base. Actually, the majority of the south and eastern sides of the Mizbech didn't have Yisoid. And we had explained yesterday how, for the most part, the Mizbech was in Binyamin's Chelek, but part of it was in Yehuda's Chelek. And we brought a couple of different psukim for this. So we continue to talk about this Meisvei Oilas Ha'oiv Kitzar Ois Anasis. How was the Oilas Ha'oiv process? Now, as we mentioned before, Oilas Ha'oiv is one of the few things where its dam is processed on the top part of the mizbeach. And so, what was the procedure? The kohen would do malika to its head on the back of its neck. He actually was on the soivev. He would walk up the ramp of the mizbeach, turn towards the right onto that little path called the soivev, and he did the malika of the bird by the southeastern corner, umavdil. And then he would separate the head, umatzadam al kiram mizbeach, and he would squeeze the blood on the wall of the mizbeach. Now, here's the problem. If you're going to tell me that the southeastern corner didn't have yisoid, that means he's just doing it in the air, and then some of the blood is going to get lost. Because what's he doing? He's right next to the southeastern corner. He does malika on the neck of the bird right next to the corner, but again, he's a little bit off. Let's say he's a couple inches away from the corner, and what's underneath him? Nothing. There's airspace. There's no base that the blood falls onto, and that's a waste of blood. Yes, it's true that shortly after he does malika, he's going to spritz the blood and squeeze the blood against the wall of his back, but still, right in the beginning, when he does malika, the blood's falling on the floor, and that's a problem. So it must be that there's some sort of a base there. However, Amar Nachman Yitzchak, he tells us that no. Or we could explain the Kach Hisnu. This was the Tanai originally, Avir de Binyamin, Karka de Yehuda, that the airspace, the entire Mizbeach, was considered to be in Chelek of Binyamin. The floor was considered to be Yehuda's, and Rashi Uvir's Machadesh, that there was a little bit of a ledge that was sticking out of the Mizbeach in this area, and when it did Malika on the bird, actually the blood fell onto that little ledge, and since that's still the airspace of the Mizbeach, it's considered to be in the Chelek of Binyamin, and that answers our problem. Even though there wasn't a base on this southeastern corner, still the blood didn't go to waste. Now we continue talking about the base. Myloi Havala Yisoid. What does that mean that there was no base to this part of the Mizbeach? So Rav Amar Rav says, Bibinyan, it was not actually built. There was nothing there. It was totally empty. Whereas Levi Amar, he says, Bedamim, it means that there was no base for blood. In other words, according to Levi, there was a base around the entire Mizbeach. The whole south wall and the whole east wall did have a base. It's just the blood wasn't allowed to be poured there. It wasn't kosher for blood, so it's considered like it didn't have a base. And the Machlekes continues in something similar. And we have this pasuk that we quoted of Binyamin yesterday, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof. So Targum translates this having to do with the Mizbeach. Rav Targum, Rav says, the Targum is as follows. That in his inheritance, the Mizbeach is going to be built, which means the entire Mizbeach is in the Chelek Binyamin, making it that the south and eastern walls don't have a Yisoid at all. Whereas Levi Mitargim, Levi says the Targum is, Bachasante Yisbini Mikdasha, in his inheritance, something holy is going to be built. What does this mean? Makam Mekudesh Ladamim, something that's Mekudesh for Damim, for blood. In other words, we see this Machlekes Rav and Levi in the Targum of the Pasuk as well. According to Levi, there's a base around the entire Mizbeach, but it's only the part that was in Binyamin's Chelek that was Mekudesh for blood. So now we're going to ask Tashma Weaver Brass a question on Levi. The Yisoid went along the entire north and western side of Mizbeach. It ate into the south one Amma and into the east one Amma, and it clearly shows that the base wasn't around the entire Mizbeach. It was only fully around two walls, and then it went an Amma into the south and the eastern walls. But the majority of the south and east wall did not have a base, clearly not like Levi. The Gemara says, no, my Oichel Nami Bedamim. What does it mean that it eats into it? It means that the only place that you're allowed to put blood on this part of the base was an Amma on the south wall and Amma on the east wall, but it really did have a base along the entire thing. Now we're going to ask three questions on Rav. Tashma, we have Brisa tells us the Mizbeach was 32 by 32 Amas. That means the base of the Mizbeach was 32 by 32 Amas, and that means that the base was square. Clearly, there was a base around the entire Mizbeach. So Gemara says, no, Hachamai Skinon Menatzad. What's this referring to from the side? In other words, this description of the base of the Mizbeach means that the longest part of the base was 32 Amas. That's by the north and western sides, but the south and eastern sides actually were a little bit shorter because they didn't have a base over there. So that's the way Rav would answer this. Another question, Tashma, this is a description of the ramp connecting to the Mizbeach. Nimtza Perech Amma al Yisoid v'Amma al Soivev. Turns out that the ramp was, so to speak, floating in Amma over the Yisoid and Amma over the Soivev. We know that the whole bottom part of the Mizbeach measured 32 Amas, as we just said, and we know the ramp also measured 32 Amas. So technically that should mean that from the beginning of the ramp to the end of the Mizbeach is 64 Amas. However, the description given is that it's only 62 Amas. What happened to the extra 2 Amas? So that's what we're saying over here, that it was Pirech and Amma over the Yisoid and Amma over the Soivev. In other words, when the ramp was flush up against the Mizbeach, it kind of had a little cutout, if you will. Then an Amma of the ramp was over the Yisoid, and then another Amma of the ramp was over the Soivev, so there was really only 30 Amas of ramp and not 32 full Amas of ramp jutting out. But either which way, we see that there was an Amma of Yisoid there. So we see there's a Yisoid around the entire Mizbeach. So Gemara answers that no, Amy, we could really say, k'neged Amah Yisoid, the corresponding to the Amah of where the Yisoid would be on the southern wall. The ramp took up that Amah. There wasn't a Yisoid there, but if there was a Yisoid there, the ramp would be over it. And Val Amah Saivev, there's an Amah of the ramp over the Saivev. So no question on Rav. Here's the last question on Rav. Tashma, the Tanya Levi, Levi teaches, how do they practically build a Mizbeach? Levin Malbein, Shuhu Shleshim Mishtaim or Shleshim Mishtaim. They took a Malbein, which is like a form that's 32 by 32 Amas. The Gaivai Amah, and it was an Amah tall. Basically, imagine making a frame out of beams that's 32 by 32 Amas, and each beam is an Amah wide. So when they're stood up, you have an Amah of height. Or maybe Chalukya Avon Mefulmois, and they'd bring smooth stones that are a little bit damp. The way they got smooth was being in the ocean, washed over by the waves, so they're perfectly smooth. Bangados, Bangatanis, could be big ones and small ones. And then these were fitted into this 32 by 32 Amah frame. Maybe Sid Vakunya Vazefes, and they bring lime, lead, and tar. Umacha, mix it all together, Vashaifech, and then pour this mixture in. It was basically some sort of cement or polymer of sorts. There was a bond that hardened and kept all these together. And Vazehu Makim Yusaid, this was the Yusaid, this was the base of the Mizbeach. So after this whole thing dried, and then the wood frame was removed, you have a beautiful, nice block of 32 by 32 Amas, one Amah high. That's the Yusaid of the Mizbeach. Vachazu Mevi Malbin Shushleshim Amah, Shleshim Amah, Vagave Chamesh Amas. Then they brought another frame like this that was 30 Amas by 30 Amas, so it was a little bit narrower. It was placed right in the middle of the Yusaid, so there's an Amah extra on each side jutting out. As we just said, this frame was 5 Amas tall. I would do the same thing with Mevi Chaluk Yavon and Vachulu, bring smooth stones, and then this lime, lead, and tar is poured, making it a beautiful, nice, hard square, and then that frame was removed. Then Vachazu Mevi Malbin Shuchavches or Chavches Amas, another frame was brought that was 28 by 28 Amas, so it's a little bit narrower this time. Vagava Gimel Amas, and that was 3 Amas tall. So right now we're at a height of 9 Amas, Umevi Chaluke Vachulu, and then the smooth stones are brought, and this whole polymer is poured in, so it's nice and hard. And Vahum Makam Amaracha, that's where the Maracha was, meaning all the fires went on top of this one. Vachazu Mevi Malbin Shu Amal Amah, and then another Malbin was brought that was 1 by 1 Amah, Umevi Chaluke Avonim Mefulmas, Bengdas, Bengtanois, and then these smooth stones were brought, both large and small ones, Umevi Zephas Vakunya, and this tar and lead mixture. There was also lime there, most probably, that was brought. Umachan was mixed together, Vashaifech, and that was poured in. Vizeu Karen, that is the Karen, that's the horn of the Mizbeach, the protrusion. And Mechel Chol Karen Vakaren, that was done for every Karen, so this was done 4 times for the 4 corners. And that's how the Mizbeach was built. Bottom line is, what do we see was done for the base of the Mizbeach? It was a perfect square of 32 by 32 Amas. And so it's definitely not like Rav, who says that there was no base on the south and eastern walls. What does it mean there was no base? There was a square of 32 by 32 Amas. That's a base. And Chitim, if you want to suggest, no dollar base on top, the guys lay that after this 32 by 32 block was made, a section was cut out along the east wall and south wall so that there's no base there, like Rav. Well, Avonim Shleimis Ksiv, the Pasuk says it has to be whole stones. And so you can't take a saw, you can't take something and cut it away afterwards. That's not going to be whole stones. It's a great question, Rav. The answer is that no. The Machis Midi Mutuse, that something was placed inside Vishakale and that was taken away afterwards. What does that mean? So we have this original frame of 32 by 32 Amis, and before the stones were fitted inside and this whole polymer poured in to make it nice and hard, they actually took two boards that were an Amah thick and put them in the side that would be the south and the east, filling it in a little bit. So actually, even though the outside of the frame was perfect 32 by 32, the inside was not. The inside along the west and north was 32 by 32, but along the south and east was 31 by 31. And then the stones were fitted inside and the polymer was poured and it became nice and hard. So when the frame was removed, it turns out that the south and east sides didn't actually have a base and no cutting was necessary. If you're not going to say this was done, what about Rav Kahana said, the stones of the Kronos, of the horns, they were hollowed. The Pasuk says, and they shall be filled like a bowl, like the corners of Mizbeach. And so we see the corners of Mizbeach are like a bowl, which means that you could pour something into them. They have a hollow of sorts. And over here also, Torah says it has to be whole stones. So how is it that the horns of Mizbeach, these 1 by 1 Amah corners, were hollow without making holes in them after they were finished? Ella must be, that something was placed inside of them as they were being formed. Maybe they had like wood chips and different pieces in it to create gaps when it was being made, and then afterwards the shakale that was taken away, leaving a hole so that that could be like a receptacle, like a bowl. So over here, regarding the base of the Mizbeach, the Machas Midi Mitusei Vishakale, that there was something put in its place, and then after everything dried, it was taken away, leaving that section without a base, but it didn't have to be cut out. So this is not a question on Rav either. We continue discussing Darsh Rav Rav Darshay and Ma'itach. What's Pshat Pasuk Vayelch David Ushmuel? Really, the Pasuk is Vayelch Hu Ushmuel. It's referring to David HaMelech himself. He and Shmuel went. This is when David was running away from Shaul HaMelech. Vayeshu B'Noyos B'Ramah, and they stayed in Noyos and Ramah. Now the question is, Vechima and Yenoyos Etzel Ramah. What does Noyos have to do with Ramah? These are two different cities that are not next to each other. It's not like the same city. They weren't connected. It's not like Buda and Pest. It's two totally separate cities. So why are we saying that they're in Noyes Rama? And the answer is Elisha Yashim Rama. Really, they were in Rama, which is where Shmuel Navi lived. They were involved in the Noyai, in the beauty of the world. This is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Amri, they said, Ksiv says in the Pasuk, you shall get up and go to the place. So Malamech, Beis HaMikdash Gavayim Mikol Eretz Yisrael, this teaches us the Beis HaMikdash has to be higher than all of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael Gavayim Mikol Eretz Yisrael, we know that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands, but they didn't know where the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be. So as you say for Yeshua, they brought Sefer Yeshua, and they opened it up to where it delineates all the different borders of the Shvatim, where their sections were, and Bekulu Ksiv, by all of them, specifically by the Gvul of Yehuda, by all the borders of Yehuda, it says V'yard HaGvul, V'tar HaGvul, we take out the word V'ala, it just talks about the border as going down, or as turning, by the border of Binyamin, this is where it's near the border of Yehuda, V'ala Ksiv, V'yard LaKsiv, it says the border went up, and it doesn't say that it went down. To Amri, they said, Shma Minahachu HaMakaymai, we see from here that this is where the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be built, because it talks about a high place, V'ala, it's going up. Now, some of them, they were thinking about building an Ein Etam, which is also a place known as the Main Niftayach. Why would they build it there? Admittedly, because it's very high. It's the highest place in Shev Binyamin's Chelek. But Amri, then they said, Nisati Bekalil, we should lower it a little bit. Because the Pasuk says, Ubeng Seif of Shachin, this is a Pasuk by Binyamin that's being darshan to mean that the base of Mikdash is, so to speak, in between the shoulders, and it's not above the shoulders. Therefore, it should be a little bit lower than the highest place. Maybe I say, alternatively, we could say, Gemiri, they had a Messiah, the Sanhedrin Bechelka de Yehuda. The Sanhedrin was in the Chelek of Yehuda. Shechina Bechelka de Binyamin. The Shechina is in the Chelek of Binyamin. And Vimitlin, if the base of Mikdash is going to be built at too high of a point, Miskplig Tuva, then it means they're going to be very far apart, because the Sanhedrin, which sits in the base of Mikdash compound, that has to be in Shevet Yehuda. And if you're going to build the base of Mikdash in Ein Etam, which is the highest place in Binyamin, that's actually far away from the border of Yehuda. So it means the Sanhedrin is not going to be there. And they said, Motiv din Sati Beipurta, it's better that we lower the base of Mikdash, because it says, Ubeng Seif of Shachin, and that's why they built it where it is built on Har Bayis. Now, while Dover Zen Iskana Doiga Adaim David, it was regarding this thing that Doiga Adaimi was jealous of David. We know Doiga Adaimi was one of the greatest Chacham of the generation, but it was because of this that he got jealous of David. The Pasuk says, He cannot base Chachalosni, for the jealousy of your house has consumed me. In other words, the jealousy that was created by Doig, that I discovered the place where to build the base of Mikdash, that's what consumed me, said David. Except in the Pasuk says, Zachar Shalom David is calling Naisai. Now, how is it that David was Zaycha to discover where the base of Mikdash was? As Gemara has discussed, Doig Adami trying to do the same thing, and how he also worked really hard to find out where the base of Mikdash would be built. And this is because, except the Pasuk says, Zachar Shalom David, Hashem, remember for David, is calling Naisai. All of his affliction, Asher Nishba al Hashem v'Gaimer, Im Avi ba'Oil Basi, if I come to oil of my house, Im Etin Shnas La'inai, if I give sleep to my eyes, Lafa Pai Tenuma, slumber from my eyelids, Ad Em Samakam Hashem v'Gaimer, until I find the place for Hashem. This is David recounting how he put himself through affliction. He took on fasts and didn't sleep, and he did all these things in order to be able to Zaycha to discover where the base Mikdash would be rebuilt. And what does the Pasuk tell us? Hinesh Manua b'Afrasa, we heard b'Afrasa, Mitzanua b'Stei Yar, we found in the fields of forest. And what does this mean? B'Afrasa Zay Yeshua. Afrasa is referring to Yeshua, the Kasi me Ephraim, because he came from Shevet Ephraim, so that's Lashon of Ephrasa, and that's what we had said before, that they had opened up Sefer Yeshua to discover where it is. When the Pasuk says, Mitzanua b'Stei Yar, we found it in the field of the forest. Is that Binyamin? It's referring to Binyamin. Dechse Binyamin Zayev Yitraf, the Binyamin is a wolf that tears, and wolves usually hunt in the forest, but sometimes they go out to the field, and that's this Lashon of Sedei Yar, the base of Mishnah is supposed to be built in Chelka Binyamin. We're going to stop it for a day. I pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah, continue to discuss Karbonis and where they're shechted and processed. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.